Light of the Bhagavat, verse 45. After the new grains were cut and brought home from the paddy fields, the people began to observe the Nava Anna ceremony everywhere, in the presence of Sri Krishna and Baladeva. According to Vedic culture, learned men consider all natural products, such as food grains, fruits, flowers, and milk, to be God-sent. For no one can manufacture these things in man-made factories, however scientifically advanced people may be. People can make preparations of such God-sent foodstuffs, but they cannot manufacture the natural ingredients. Spiritually cultured men, therefore, feel obliged to Krishna when they get sufficient natural foodstuffs by the grace of Krishna. The Nava Anna Prashana ceremony is observed as a way of acknowledging the gifts of God. Newly collected grains would first be offered to Krishna by the villagers, either individually or collectively, and in either case, all the members of the village would partake of the prasadam thus offered to Krishna. And such ceremonies make the people happy and prosperous. We should always acknowledge the mercy of God, and we should not think that we can produce ample food grains merely with the help of tractors and fertilizers, as these can help us only as instruments for such production. Without the sanction of Krishna, there is no possibility of having grains, even if there are trucks and fertilizers. When Lord Krishna and Baladev were present, the good men of Vrindavan realized that it was due to the presence of Krishna that their supply of food grains was sufficient. Some of the people of Vrindavan, including Lord Krishna's father, Nanda Maharaj, used to perform sacrifices to propitiate Indradeva, the king of heaven, because Indra is the controller of rains. And without good rains, grains cannot be produced, and therefore the people would offer sacrifices to Indra. Lord Sri Krishna, however, stopped this age-old ceremony and advised his father to offer the same sacrifice to the Supreme Lord. Krishna's purpose was to teach that we need not satisfy the various demigods in charge of the various departments of cosmic affairs. Instead, we must offer sacrifices to the Supreme Lord, for Krishna is the master and all others are Krishna's servants. The famous Annakuta ceremony, performed in Vrindavan especially, and also in all other parts of India, was thus introduced by Krishna, and people still follow this path by worshipping Govardhan Hill, where Krishna used to take pleasure in tending cows. People also worship Giri Govardhan as being identical with Krishna, because there is no difference between God and his paraphernalia and pastimes.